Good morning and welcome. You're listening to News18.com's Daybreak. Good morning, everybody. I'm Zoya, and you're listening to News 18 Daybreak. Let's have a look at some of the top stories for the day. The Lok Sabha has passed with an overwhelming majority the Constitution 124th Amendment Bill of 2019, which allows 10% reservation for economically weak among the general category. Opposition parties, including the Congress, have assured support in the upper house, even as they question the bill's timing ahead of the elections. The bill is likely to be taken up in the Rajya Sabha today. Speaking to News 18, experts weighed in what the move means for caste politics ahead of general elections and whether it's in tandem with the Constitution. P.S. Krishnan, a social justice expert, deems the move as a constitutionally invalid one. He says that even though the Constitution does not take into account the economic reasons to provide reservations to those who are poor, it still does not prevent the government from giving them other help through subsidies, scholarships, loans, and economic advancement. Even if the constitutional amendment is made, it is challengeable on the grounds that it is against the basic structure of the Constitution. The Constitution only provides for the victims of the caste system who were prevented from opportunities from mobility to modern areas. He adds that this is not in line with the basic structure of the Constitution. Now, Surinder S. Jodhkar, a professor of sociology at JNU, shares similar views. She says that the very idea of giving reservations to upper caste is against the notion of reservation. Reservation was started for people who did not have socio and cultural resources to compete with others. It is not a poverty alleviation program, which is universal in nature. Globally, affirmative action is identity-based and not class-based. Moving on, in a big blow to the centre, the Supreme Court reinstated Alok Verma as the CBI director on Tuesday, 3 months after the government stripped him of his powers and sent him on forced leave in a midnight swoop. CJI Ranjan Gogoi led a three-judge bench while setting aside the government order, however ruled that Verma can resume his role as the CBI chief, but cannot take any major policy decisions till the high-powered committee that selects and appoints the CBI director takes a decision on the matter. The court said a meeting of the high-powered committee, which comprises of the PM, the leader of opposition, and the CJI, will be called this week to take the decision on the basis of the findings of the CVC inquiry into the corruption allegations against Verma. Since Verma is set to retire on January 31st, the selection committee will have to take a call in the next few weeks. Otherwise, the issue becomes infructuous. Next up, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address a rally at Solapur in South Maharashtra, where he is expected to launch a few development projects of the state government. This includes a foundation stone of 30,000 houses under Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana. He will also be launching an underground sewerage system and a 03 sewage treatment plant. He is also expected to address a public rally. After this, Modi is going to be heading to Agra, where he's going to be holding a rally. UP CM Yogi Adityanath and both the deputy CMs are also going to be attending the event. On the other end, the Congress President Rahul Gandhi is going to address a farmers' rally in Jaipur and also launch the party's campaign for the upcoming Lok Sabha polls. Now, let's have a look at some of the top stories that you may have missed from yesterday. The controversial Citizenship Amendment Bill of 2016, which seeks to provide Indian citizenship to non-Muslims from Bangladesh, Pakistan, and Afghanistan, was passed by the Lok Sabha on Tuesday amid vehement opposition by BJP allies and rivals alike. The issue has already left parties of the Northeast, including Assam, simmering, with the Assam Gana Parishad breaking off its alliance with the BJP and walking out of the Sarbananda Sonowal government. Introducing the bill, Home Minister Rajnath Singh said that it will pave the way for Indian citizenship to the persecuted religious minorities, the Hindus, Jains, Christians, Sikhs, Buddhists and Parsis from the three countries. They have no place to go except India, he said, adding that several leaders, including the first Prime Minister Jawaharlal Nehru, were in favour of giving shelter to persecuted minorities in the neighbouring countries. Seeking to assuage the concerns in the Northeast, which saw an 11-hour ban on Tuesday against the legislation, Singh said the proposed law will not be confined to Assam alone. The Supreme Court on Tuesday upheld the National Green Tribunal order favouring the reopening of Sterlite Copper. The court added that the impugned order passed by the Madurai bench of the Madras High Court remains stayed. The Madurai bench of the Madras High Court had on December 21st ordered the Tamil Nadu Pollution Control Board to maintain a status quo on Sterlite Copper plant till January 21st, 2019. The CEO of Sterlite Copper, P. Ramnath, in a statement said that we are approaching the state government for necessary approvals for restarting the smelter as per the SC directions. This is an important development for both the smelter and the surrounding communities, which allows those affected by the closure to regain their livelihood and Vedanta to help meet India's copper needs. We are looking forward for the restart of one of the best copper smelters of the world as we remain committed towards world-class environmental standards, he added. The two-day nationwide general strike, which began yesterday, disrupted normal life as transport, bank and other services were affected in several cities. The Bandh has been called by 10 labour unions across the country against what they believe are anti-labour policies of Modi government. Workers from the power, steel, auto and financial services sector have participated in this historic event. A woman protester died in Karnataka, while incidents of vandalism were reported from Bengaluru and West Bengal's Asansol on day one of the 48-hour Bharat Bandh. However, the strike by these 10 central trade unions evoked a mixed response on Tuesday as 5 states including Kerala, Odisha and Assam witnessed complete band while sporadic incidents of violence were reported in West Bengal and Rajasthan. So this is all for today, but we'll be back again tomorrow, same time. In the meantime, please remember to subscribe to our newsletter Daybreak at news18.com. Thank you for listening. I'm Zoya and have a good day.
Thank you for listening. Stay updated by visiting news18.com.